This is Mystery, the podcast series that explores unsolved historical crimes.
First things first, if you go online and you're searching for mystery, you have to spell it with an I, as in M-I-S-T-O-R-Y.
True crime podcasts are definitely having a moment right now, and there's definitely no shortage of stories in Pensacola for us to be featuring.
Olivia Bittner is a master's student in the College Student Administrative Affairs program at UWF and a program coordinator for Mystery. She says a team of researchers at the UWF Graduate School have been looking for stories and characters in the archives at the Historic Trust.
They've come across a lot of really great stories that feature some of the great locations we have here in Pensacola. So a lot of the impetus for this is to get people out into the local context, to learn a little bit more about the history behind the places they might be familiar with as they just walk around downtown or around the area, even a little further out along the Gulf Coast. But yeah, Mystery is really just designed to feature some of the stories that are living among us at all times.
And this is Mystery Episode 1, Man Found Dead.
Otherwise known as the one where Hank Killam slits his own throat by hallucinating and jumping through a window.
That second voice was Jocelyn Evans, Associate Dean in the College of Art, Social Sciences, and Humanities at UWF and a professor in the Department of Government. She says when the researchers found the story of Hank Killam, which includes paranoia, a dead body on Palafox Place, and a sort of direct connection to the Kennedy assassination, they knew they had a great subject for the first mystery podcast series.
There were many mentions of Hank Killam right here in Pensacola, up and down Palafox Street. So we really developed scripts that would allow us to tell in a good narrative fashion who Hank Killam was, where he was in our town, how he was implicated in the Kennedy assassination, and then a little bit about his strange death that has not really been explained very well.
That first series of podcasts about Hank Killam was released back in June. Now, just in time for Halloween, there is a second series. It involves the case of the Sweetheart Murders in Pensacola.
These are stories of couples in Pensacola who were in secluded areas back in the 1920s and 30s. There were questions about whether or not we had a serial killer because there were multiple incidents in a very short amount of time. And so we go down all of those different conspiracy theories about what possibly was going on. It made national news. And that's what's really exciting about Mystery is it's the public history of our local region about incidents where we became the national news.
Professor Evans also says they're hoping to include an interactive element to the podcast that will encourage listeners to get out and explore Pensacola's historic district.
And our dream is that we can use beacon technology to have a lot of the artifacts, these primary documents, newspaper accounts and clippings and photos that will be available to listeners, but only if they're around the exact spot where these events took place.
The podcast is produced with support from StoryLab, which is part of the UWF Innovation Institute. Joshua Jacobs is a graduate student in the English department at UWF and is Mystery's producer and sound engineer. He says the main challenge was coordinating a lot of people and information.
It was a matter of logistics, and it was trying to get a multi-track recording setup that was mobile, you know, had very forgiving microphones that we could use for everybody because, you know, everybody here is either an intern and or very new at podcasting. So basically just a series of gathering interviews, writing a script, and then putting everything together with appropriate music and everything. And we've tried to use as many resources as we could from the Historic Trust, including music.
I also want to mention that Mystery is a great example of faculty-graduate-student collaboration in applied research. Olivia is a graduate student. I'm a faculty member. And Josh is a graduate student, too, in English, with a lot of experience in production. And so we've drawn from various talents and really tried to involve graduate students through the entire process.
The second series of Mystery, The Case of the Sweetheart Murders, is now available. You can find it at mysterypodcast.com or search for Mystery wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, that's M-I-S-T-O-R-Y. Bob Barrett, WWF News.